The San Juan Islands are a popular vacation destination during the summer. Perhaps you found yourself waiting in a long ferry line on your way to Orcas or Lopez Island. All these people heading to the local islands prompted a question to KUOW's Local Wonder.
My name is Patty Thomas, and I live in Tacoma, and I'm wondering, how do the communities on the San Juan Islands deal with their garbage?
We sent KUOW's Caroline Chamberlain to the San Juan Islands to answer Patty's question.
It's more difficult to get rid of your trash if you're living on an island. Back in the 60s, crosscut writer Knut Berger and his family had a creative answer to the garbage challenge during their summer visits to Shaw Island.
Which was, we would take the cans and bottles, put them in our rowboat, row out into the middle of San Juan Channel, and, you know, dump it overboard. And it was sort of justified in terms of saying, well, this, you know, we're creating habitat for sea creatures, you know, like places for crabs and barnacles to live.
That wasn't their only strategy.
We also had a pellet gun. And so particularly with the bottles, we would take the bottles and we'd put them in the water and then shoot them from the boat, which was a blast, actually, but really terrible if you think about all these little lead pellets sinking to the bottom of the sailor's sea. We were told that this was like the ecological thing to do.
The San Juans have come a long way since the days of vigilante waste disposal. Today, there's transfer stations. It's where all the garbage on the island is taken to eventually be sent off-island. Most of the larger islands have them, like Orcas, the largest of the San Juans. Its transfer station processed over 4,000 tons of garbage in 2016. Here's how it works. The garbage is collected at the transfer station. It's loaded on a truck. The truck drives to the ferry landing. It boards the ferry. The ferry travels about an hour to Anacortes. The truck deferries, heads to a rail yard where it begins its 300-mile journey all the way to Roosevelt, Washington, in the eastern part of the state. Then the trash is unloaded and meets its final resting place, in a giant dump. This process of getting rid of garbage in the San Juan Islands is the most expensive in the state. On smaller islands, where there is no ferry service, disposing of garbage is even more complicated.
My name is Mark Herrenkohl. I'm the Solid Waste Program Administrator for San Juan County Public Works.
Herrenkohl says it's because these islands are so remote.
You know, when you don't have access or when you have limited access off-island because it's not serviced by a ferry and the only way to get off and on is by your private boat or a plane, it makes it a little more challenging. And so I think you become more efficient in how you handle garbage and recyclables and household hazardous waste.
Waldron Island is one of the smaller islands in the San Juans. It's off the grid, and residents rely mostly on solar power. But that creates lots of waste. Herrenkohl recently organized a waste collection on Waldron Island, and they removed almost 2,000 pounds of solar batteries.
These batteries are really large and very heavy. Trying to get them off the island by private boat is ridiculous.
So San Juan County stepped in and helped.
So everything was trucked off onto a barge and taken for disposal.
But for the most part, residents have to handle their trash on their own.
Well, the key on Waldron is to making sure your garbage doesn't smell.
That's Rihanna Bensel. She grew up on a farm on Waldron Island. Her family carefully strategized how they managed their household waste.
It's all about washing everything and being really careful about what you put in the garbage bag so that that garbage bag, it may be heavy and unwieldy, but it isn't absolutely disgusting.
Oftentimes, they would save up their garbage for an entire year and make just one garbage trip. They'd drive about a mile and a half down to the county dock, walk down a ramp.
And then onto the boat, and then the two-hour boat ride to Friday Harbor, and then up the ramp in Friday Harbor and into my parents' truck, and then to the transfer station on San Juan.
From there, garbage truck, ferry, train. Well, you know the rest. All the way to the dump in Roosevelt. With all that effort to get trash off the island, they think of creative ways to limit it. When Rihanna got married on Waldron about a year ago, waste disposal was top of mind.
We made the very conscious choice to buy all the beer in kegs. We didn't use keg cups. We actually got glasses, but they were the wedding favorite and convinced people to take them home with them. Got rid of those.
Back on Orcas Island, they're also coming up with inventive ways to cut back on waste. One solution involves the Orcas Island transfer station. There's a section of it called the Exchange. It's a place where you can pick up or drop off secondhand items. Basically, a never-ending garage sale. Pete Moe is the executive director of the exchange.
Of course, it's doing this great thing where you live on an island. You know, sometimes you really need to get something and you can't go to the mainland for it. So you could come to the exchange and find it or find an equivalent, you know, that would solve your problem.
There's just one thing. The exchange burned down in 2013, but the community has raised over $250,000 to help bring it back. It will reopen in the fall. Mo says the exchange resonates with the community.
When you start getting involved with garbage, you realize this is the real end of all things. And everything that doesn't have a place eventually ends up in the landfill. And we're this one step before the landfill. So it's kind of amazing when you see stuff like, you know, like I have in my backyard a greenhouse that I built out of all shower doors. There's tons of little sheds and cabins all over Orcas that people have built exclusively from materials from the exchange.
He says that being on an island makes people more aware of the waste they produce.
Just that feeling of having water surrounding you. It's kind of like a psychological trick almost to make you consider more how you're impacting your surroundings.
Brianna Bensel from Waldron lives in Seattle now. Dealing with her garbage has gotten much easier, but she can't shake her island ways.
Well, I definitely have some unique garbage-related habits that I haven't really gotten rid of. And so I find myself at work opening the garbage and then sorting the garbage because people put the wrong thing in the wrong bin. So it gives you a bit of a compulsion there that is hard to get rid of.
So trash is personal on the San Juan Islands. It may finally make its way to Roosevelt, but the habits, they stay with you. On Orcas Island, I'm Caroline Chamberlain for Local Wonder.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Patty Thomas. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.